Peanut farmers may have a chance this year to receive additional funds from their countercyclical payment. The latest June estimate shows that peanuts were $438 on the average. In May, they were $410 on the average. So these will be put into the formula, and the countercyclical payment will be made later on during the year. The first countercyclical payment on peanuts was in March for $9.20 per ton. If this average holds, which is $433 for 11 months, there could be an additional $26 per ton countercyclical payment. At this point, countercyclical payment would be made in September, and it would be $16.80, deducting the $9.20 from the $26. Remember, this only applies to farmers with a peanut base, and this will be coming out later by USDA. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.